Just looking back at Sunday again, and I think they were a more focused side than Poe, and they were a good side. But why is there so much inconsistency? And some of the mistakes, when you look back at it, are very poor mistakes for professional rugby players to be making.
Well, it's certainly inaccurate. I think that's the word we've kept coming back to in our meetings and you know, reviews so far today. And, you know, obviously conversations over the weekend in the change room at Benetton, we talked about our accuracy. I think, you know, 15 turnovers conceded, I think, on the back of the opportunities that we had. I think 145 carries in the game. We bettered Benetton for territory, bettered them for possession. So we can't complain. Coming out of that earlier URC game, we were able to say, you know, we played the second half of the game the wrong half of the field, but we had the opportunities this week. So in that sense, there was a degree of improvement. But what we didn't do was take them. And, you know, you look closely at all of those examples. I think first and foremost, you have to give credit to Benetton, and that's not washing our hands of it. I just think we have to recognise that they are a good team with a lot of international players. But I just thought they managed that game really well. I think their defensive line speed pressure in terms of putting not just pressure on our forwards physically, which I actually thought we handled pretty well, but cutting down the time and space of our backs and their ability to decision make, as well as simply catch pass under pressure. I think they did a really good defensive job. I think their kicking game was excellent. The amount of contestable kicks, either off 9 or 10, that we failed to field cleanly. And that's not simply on the catcher in the backfield, it's on the other players working back to protect him. They got joy from that. They got joy from the long kicking game. It was a good battle around the set piece. So I just think they played really well in the context of putting us under a lot of pressure. And I think they got the rewards for that. So, you know, we have to acknowledge that. But we also need to grow to the point where teams can put us under pressure and we can still thrive within that. So, you know, our review is looking at exactly how did we handle that pressure. Now, some of that's simple skill execution. It might be catching a ball or catching a pass when you've got a bit less time and space. And sometimes it's decision making. It's working out, well, if they're pressuring us here, then it means there's space elsewhere. So there's loads of things we can do better. Part of that is the growth of the team. Part of that is actually players just playing better on the day. And you know, unfortunately, there were guys there who were, you know, probably an 8 out of 10 against Poe that were maybe a 6 or so against Benetton. And, you know, ultimately, it isn't any one person's fault, but it wasn't our best performance.
And is that frustrating coming at this stage of the season when there is pressure on and there's now a lot of pressure in the URC because Europe is gone?
It's something you'd think deeply about, and definitely we review closely because, as you said, it's a pressure time of the season, and you know we'll be involved in some must-win games, whether that's in the URC at some point, or whether that's in the knockout in the URC regular season at some point, or whether that's in the knockout round. So it's something we have to look at. We can't just sort of brush over it. But at the same time, you know, I don't think in any of my 7 years here we've been a team that's been a solid 7 and 8 out of 10 every single week. But what we've got to do is keep chasing greater consistency. Will we ever be that team that's 9 out of 10 every week and top of the league and you know, barely losing a game? It's nice to think so, but the important bit immediately is that we chase an improved consistency, even if that's not total perfection every week.
You need that consistency now. The point I'm trying to get to is the fact that by this stage of the season, you've been chasing that now since last October, and it's still somewhere out in the ether a bit for you.
Well, I think we're always chasing it. I agree, we've been chasing it since last October. I think we've been chasing it, as I said, for the last 7 years that have been here. I think every team is. And, you know, some teams are further down that line and some teams are round about the middle. I think we're round about the middle. We definitely want to be more consistent. That's improving our systems within the team. It's improving our way of coaching those systems. It's players improving their skills, their decision-making. It's every little bit of it. And, you know, ultimately, consistency is delivering that high performance time in, time out. And, you know, we have to keep chasing that. And, you know, ultimately, we've seen good moments and we've seen moments where we didn't reach those heights. So, no, we'll keep going after it with all the energy we've got.
Looking ahead to Zebre and then the game against the Dragons. Look, Zebre have won 2 games in nearly 3 years. So they're a side coming here that you need to put away pretty comprehensively for everything. 5 points and to get the confidence levels up to go into a potentially messy game against the Dragons, who aren't a lot better than them. I mean, it's not the worst 2 games to have in terms of what you're playing.
They're both good opportunities for us, and I think the nature of this competition is that you've got to respect the challenge that's coming, and I know all coaches say that in terms of respecting opposition's threats, but any team in this competition, as you said, Zebre's record might not be brilliant over the last couple of seasons, but they're still capable of beating people. And I think most of the games you've seen from them, even when the final scoreline might seem lopsided, teams have had to work hard physically to break them down, and they've had to execute under a degree of pressure. They've had to deal with a pretty effective long kicking game that can take territory away from you very quickly. So you can't just roll out there and expect it to happen. I think you have to respect the threat and work really hard and get enough of your game right. So look, it is a good opportunity, particularly with that Zebre game being at home, but we've still got to play well enough to take it. For me, that's from the competition point of view and the momentum within that. I'm not concerned with confidence. I think the belief this group's got in itself and in the way we're trying to play the game in all aspects, I don't see that waver. I think there's a massive disappointment, shared with the supporters when we don't win games. But I don't see a yo-yoing of confidence or belief or sort of trust in each other and what we're trying to do. And I think that's really important. And I think the evidence is that, again, going back further than this season, after some of our poorest performances, we've had some of our best. And, it's not necessarily correlated that you're in a trough confidence-wise. So that bit doesn't concern me as much as I would always keep an eye out for it. But in the URC context, these next two games we need to win.
And finally, for this one, is this an opportunity to pick some of the younger players? I'm talking particularly, we're talking to him in a while, Matthew Devine, Shane Jennings. Matthew Devine was impressive when he came on Sunday, different context, starting a game maybe, but do some of the other players maybe need a little bit of a shake-up and say, yeah, there is competition for your places, and let's see what these lads can do.
Yeah, well, I think as we talked about after the game, Matthew Devine did, he made a brilliant impact, and I think in all aspects of his game, but to stand out, when you're coming into that type of encounter with that kind of scoreline, I think tremendous credit to him. As you said, Shane Jennings was fantastic, absolutely fantastic, and the Benetton coaches were asking about him afterwards in terms of who is this guy and where's he come from. So both of them did brilliantly. I think Zebre is a good opportunity for them to build on those performances, but I think if they are involved this weekend, it will be because they've earned the right through those good performances. It won't be because we're thinking Zebre's a chance to give young guys a run out. I think particularly with a shorter week on the back of our travel, two training sessions, one of which is really just a jog through today, we can't be making 15 changes either. So we have to respect the fact that we've had three very tough games on the road with some challenging travel at times in some challenging weather conditions. Also, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater and expect we can just build a week from scratch. So there's a balance in there, and I think selection will reflect that.